is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Despite warnings from Washington, London, and elsewhere that Russian troops could invade Ukraine within days, a Monday meeting between President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov suggested otherwise. At the session with Putin, Lavrov argued that Moscow should hold more talks with the U.S. and its allies, despite their refusal to consider Russia's main security demands. Moscow denies it has any plans to invade Ukraine, but it says it wants Western guarantees that NATO won't allow Ukraine and other former Soviet countries to join as members. It also wants the alliance to halt weapons deployments to Ukraine and roll back its forces from Eastern Europe. At least seven people, including two children, have been killed in an explosion and fire in southern France. Search crews are looking for at least two people who were missing from the apartment building. French Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin visited the site in the town of Saint-Laurent-de-la-Salanque. He said about 30 people have been hurt or suffered psychological trauma in the explosion and fire that happened early on Monday. At least two protesters were shot dead as security forces confronted crowds marching in Sudan on Monday. Protesters are demanding the release of prisoners and an end to military rule, according to medics and a Reuters reporter. Thousands returned to the streets in the capital Khartoum and across Sudan in some of the biggest demonstrations against October's coup in nearly a month. Across the River Nile from Khartoum, officers fired tear gas to try to disperse people who approached the disused parliament